views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Sonny's Barbecue.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel, 850-437-1620. And this morning, it is always sunny when he's here and sunny in the studio because it's time for Sonny's Barbecue and the ambassador extraordinaire, our friend Eldon Scott. Good morning, Eldon.
Good morning, Meg. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good today. It's Friday. I'm ready to go for the weekend.
Friday
for sure.
Sonny's Barbecue Day.
Yeah, I like that song.
Every day is Sonny's Barbecue Day. Yeah,
I like that. That was a request from Eldon, Tough People.
Yeah. Tough times make tough people.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. I mean, life keeps happening.
Mm-hmm. I was just at Good Morning Pensacola.
Yeah, the Pensacola Chambers
Chamber
breakfast.
Chamber of Commerce breakfast over at Scenic Hills Country Club.
Excellent, okay.
And a good friend, Miss Megan Boggs. We took a selfie together, as I like to do so many places.
No, I've never seen you do that.
All the time. And... yeah, and then just a few minutes later, she got a call that her father had passed away.
Oh, gosh.
And it absolutely wrecked me to see somebody so smiling, so happy.
Yeah.
And a few minutes later,
That's a big loss.
Huge. So
it's a hard loss.
Keep Miss Megan in your prayers. If you know her, she's absolutely amazing person. And, yeah.
Well, you got a big heart, Eldon. Everybody knows that.
So big old softy.
As happy
me.
As he is all the time. He walked in, I said, I knew something was up. So we're going to do our best to be tough this morning, and
absolutely.
We'll get the word out about Sonny's, and we'll keep Megan in our prayers.
Well, that's what we're about at Sonny's, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's about kindness. It's about barbecue. It's about hospitality.
Family.
And family and getting together and sharing a meal.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah.
Absolutely. Ooh. Yeah. It's going to be okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And tough times make tough people.
That's
right. Part of that song also is the second line in it is about a 4-year-old girl who finds out she has cancer.
Oh, gosh.
And, you know, mom's by her bedside and dad shaves his head to, you know, in solidarity to help support her. So it's a great song if you've never heard it.
Uh-huh.
Drew Aldridge.
Uh-huh.
Tough Times or Tough People is what it's called, the title of the song. And it's a great song. So last night, we were out with Rally Foundation.
Oh, well, Jessica's been on the show, one of our favorite organizations.
Jess, that's how I met her. She got me on the hook to have a rally team. So we have a rally team this year to
and
help
tell them
support
what they're
the
about.
Cause. Yeah.
The causes.
So Rally Foundation actually helps to fund research for childhood cancer. They also do support services and experiences for kids who are going through cancer treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Jeff Hendricks, his daughter Carolyn, for a long time, they've been big supporters of the organization. Miss Cindy Bonner,
mm-hmm.
she kind of started the organization here locally and has done a great job just expanding it. And so,
Jessica, who has hosted this show, is now working with them.
Yeah.
So,
and so this is my first year personally doing a team. We have a team called Q for a Cure.
Cute.
Q for Cure. Yep. So it's Q-U-E for a Cure.
There you go.
And so we're helping to support and raise some funds. I have a long history with helping to support Rally.
Uh-huh.
My previous employer was Mr. Kevin Green over at the butcher shop.
Oh, of course.
And with Princess Jess, who's been on the station many, many times
mm-hmm.
in the past, who was supporting Rally Foundation through the pageant work that she was doing.
Right.
So we had done many fundraisers for rallies over the last decade and helped support of the kids who are going through treatment and the organization and helping to do those things that nobody wants to talk about doing because we go through life, but sometimes we need to put a little spotlight on it that tough times happen.
Children with cancer is absolutely heartbreaking.
Yep.
It's heartbreaking.
I'm so honored to work for a company like Sonny's Barbecue who, you know, cares about kindness and cares and gives me the ability to kind of help, you know, support the community in this way. They've always done it and, you know, for years and years and years, been here in the Pensacola community for like 30 years and just so honored that they allow me to help support the community in this way. So just kicking it up a notch, right?
That's right. And they couldn't have picked a guy with a bigger heart, I'm telling you. So they're lucky to have you, Alden, and no doubt about it.
Tell you what, the car ride over here was tear-filled. Sweet. I was just like, oh, my gosh. So
it's hard.
For my friend Megan, for just thinking about, you know, all the kids who, you know, are dealing with life things that they, let's call it, they shouldn't have to be dealing with. It.
Right.
And anything that we can do to help that, the research that, you know, Rally Foundation helps to support, does so many great things for kids who hopefully will have effective treatment.
And they do a lot of things to help kids during that process, too, absolutely. And the family. So that's a great thing.
Yeah. Last night, a young member, I can't remember her name, but maybe Jess will chime in, a young lady who had skin cancer at the age of 7.
Oh.
And so she had to take adult chemotherapy to, you know, mitigate the cancer that she had in her body.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was very difficult for her. Luckily, she's made it through. She's been in remission. She got to
Yay.
Ring the bell that's in the song.
Yeah.
You know, so it's great to hear those stories. But there's also a lady there whose child did not make it last night.
Oh,
and you know, so
you're having a tough week. Oh my gosh, bless your heart, but I really mean it. Oh
but,
my goodness,
you know that, and so that's the reason why Jess hit me up. She was your predecessor here
yes.
at Pep Talk,
yes,
and
she was.
That's how we connected. And she didn't have to strong arm me too much. She just asked. I'll be honest.
I made
the joke that I was a few drinks in when she asked me, but
I just
signed right up for it. So today,
well, let me just let me just let people know that you're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, and this is our segment on Sunny's Barbecue. We do this every Friday at 9:30 with Eldon Scott. If you've got a question for Eldon, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Absolutely.
So let's change gears a little bit, because we got some big stuff coming up.
There are some big things coming up.
I think there's a big thing Sunday night, maybe?
Yeah. There's a big thing coming up Sunday night. This thing called the Big Game.
The Big Game.
The Big Game, because we can't say it by trademark. The Big Game, and
right.
if you don't know, just Google it. The Big Game.
Starts with an S and a B.
Yeah, and ends with an L.
There you go. Chiefs, the Eagles,
I mean, hopefully,
does this ring a bell?
Hopefully it'll end with an L for the Chiefs. You know,
right,
I don't know.
Well, there you go.
You know.
Well, look,
my son-in-law is the Eagles fan, so you know I got to.
Hey,
pull for
I'm pulling for the Eagles too because I have. You know, there's a whole thing about with the Georgia Bulldog Nation because the six defensive players we have six players
on the Eagles,
on the Eagles team, all of whom were on our national championship team from a couple of years ago.
Go ahead and say it, Meg.
Go Eagle, go dog Eagles.
Wow. I wasn't going to say it. I was going to let you say it. So, yeah, the Big Game's coming up. One of the special things that we're doing for Sonny's Barbecue is we do have chicken wing platters, some slow-smoked Sonny's chicken wings. You can get those tossed in any of your sauces that you like. And then also, you know, our bundles. So you go just to sonnysbbq.com. You can find all the information there. Place your order. We have the wing platter. Previously, we not had the wing platters that you could just order directly on the main website.
Uh-huh.
But that is live and active now.
Oh,
so you
good.
Can go
so you
ahead
could
and,
order ahead of time, and
yep.
then right before the game, you could pick up your
You can order,
meal
order
for
the
everybody.
Wings. Yes, ma'am. Yep. So go to sonnysbbq.com to get all those wings. And then also next week, well, two things next week,
okay.
actually, which kind of goes into the first part of, you know, tough times make tough people. We call it Cue the Kindness here at Sonny's.
Mm-hmm.
So next week, Monday, kicks off our Random Acts of Barbecue Week. So
love
it's
it.
All about spreading kindness and treating our customers. And the old saying was they come in as customers and they leave as family. So it's,
that's great.
It's
and
on
I
many
believe
of our
that.
Walls.
I believe
know?
That coming from you.
So.
I do. I believe that.
You know, somebody asked me is like the other day said something about like meeting a stranger. Like you never meet a stranger. And I'm like, no, because like we're all on this thing together,
mm-hmm.
right? And so like I do. I feel like I try to treat everybody like family or close friends, and you know, life is hard and
we need the hugs and the smiles.
Absolutely.
Anywhere we can get them.
For sure. this morning, and I'm going to give them a shameless plug cuz they do an amazing job. I don't care. I know this is the Always Sunny show and we're talking about Sunny's Barbecue. And I'd love for you to eat barbecue 7 days a week. For every meal, but that's not reality. And Chick-fil-A is a great company, and they were the sponsor this morning at the
Chamber Breakfast.
And one of the things that they said during their presentation was they hope that their hugs are as tender as their chicken. And I was like, oh my gosh, really? You're pulling on my heartstrings and you're just doing a keynote presentation. And so, you know, they're known for their hospitality, the mm-hmm. My Pleasure. I think we do a great job of that also at Sunny's, and we call it Southern Hospitality. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so
okay,
treating people with kindness is important.
So you said the random acts of kindness. Talk about, so what does that mean in terms of Sunny's?
Just different things. So we got a couple of different things going on. We're just going to have some fun stuff going on in the stores. I'm going to be out in the community like normal.
Yeah, okay. Taking selfies.
Yesterday, taking selfies, spreading smiles and cheer. Yesterday, I was able to go and do lunch for, I almost said breakfast because it was a little bit early, but did lunch for the teachers at West Pensacola Elementary School. They had a mental health awareness day. There's a whole program in Escambia County to help students and teachers, you know, better assess life and make, you know, better, more conscious decisions. And I was able to go that. I am a graduate of West Pensacola Elementary School.
Are you really?
I'm a Roadrunner.
Wow.
And so it was great. The principal invited me back to the library where they had the yearbook archives. So I took a couple pictures.
Oh, that's awesome.
Through my social media, one of the, my first grade teacher actually found me.
Oh, my goodness.
Through one of the community pages. And so we connected. And so I went and found the picture and sent it to her last night.
How special.
Crazy story.
Yeah.
I was at 9th Avenue location in mm-hmm. the banquet room because we were hosting a birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Shameless plug. We had, I think, probably 30, 35 people there for a birthday party.
Right.
For Miss Rita, who was turning 80. Happy birthday, Miss Rita.
Oh, happy birthday.
I was doing some work before I had to go back out to the Rally Foundation mm-hmm. event last night for the midway point for Rally on the Runway, which is March 13th.
Yes. Just
tell me if I'm wrong.
Coming up.
It's coming right up in 5 weeks. And but in that process, I was helping this group of people set up the back banquet room.
Uh-huh.
Unbeknownst to me, Miss Rita was the secretary at West Pensacola Elementary School when I was there. And Miss Ann Dungan was actually coming. So I was at Rally Foundation and the secretary and my first grade teacher for West Pensacola were at Sunny's 9th Avenue.
Oh my
while
God,
I was catering
small
the
world.
Event for, yeah. Well, wow. What's the chances of that? So
that's pretty slim.
Miss Rita was still there when I got back, so we took a selfie together.
Aww.
I'll be posting that later on, but
that's
you know,
great. 80 years old, you said?
80 years old. So
wow, that's
so
really
that's
great.
A little shameless plug. You got the birthday parties, you got the retirement parties, mm-hmm. you got the all those things. You
and
know,
a
think
great
of
space.
Sunny's. Yeah, great space. We can host 40 people at our 9th Avenue location, up to 75 at our Navy Boulevard location, and then obviously anywhere in the community you're having an event. Sunny's Barbecue can cater that for
and
you.
And do you? You don't charge a fee for the room rental.
We don't charge a fee for the room rental.
Which is huge because most places do.
Yeah, no fee for the room rental. We just buy, you know, just buy the food. We'll take good care of you with that good Southern hospitality and for sure served up that good slow smoke barbecue.
I'm sold. You sold me. I'm in. Okay, so we talked a little bit about the big game this Sunday. But we're not too far now from the pink
love
days.
Love is in the air.
Yeah,
I was told
is.
I couldn't sing it on my commercial, but
I don't know. It sounded pretty good to me. Yeah, you sound pretty good.
I don't know. Valentine's is coming up next Friday.
I know, but I'm sure Sunny's is doing something to
Sunny's
that, aren't
you? Sunny's got a special going on, so we're doing ribs for two. It's going to come with enough ribs for you two lovebirds and some sides, and then we're also doing complimentary banana pudding as well on top of that.
So it's here three sides to
so
go with the,
sides,
the ribs.
Yep.
So this is
and then
two.
Your bread. Yep.
All for how much?
$25.99.
God, you can hardly go to lunch anywhere around here for that
it's
price
a
for one.
It's a
and
steal.
This is for two.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic
and we
deal.
And we do have a bar, so we do have wine and we have some mixed drinks that we do.
Nice.
I know it's probably not good for, depending on the person, we do mm-hmm. $2 beers every day. You know, so, I mean, that's a great deal if that's your thing. You want a little, barbecue and beer go hand in hand.
It is
so
Friday.
That's
so
a great, hey, call it early. I mean, it's 5 o'clock somewhere, as the old song goes.
So this Valentine's special is cool because it's the whole weekend. It's not just that Friday, but it'll be the 13th through the 16th. Yep. And just kind of what's kind of cool about that is also it's the same as Pensacon weekend as well. So you could do some barbecue, go to Pensacon and come back.
Come dressed up like Pokemon. We won't throw you out. We promise.
Yeah, no. So it's a great time to have that special. So that's cool. So tell me a little bit about what else is going on.
Yeah.
Random acts of kindness.
All I can think of right now is my friend Megan.
Oh, sweetie. Yeah.
And Rally Foundation.
Yeah.
And I know that's just.
Well, you know what? Anyway. You have a big heart.
Yeah.
And so what we'll do is we'll ask all of our listeners this morning to pray for our friend Megan. It's always a big loss. Yeah.
And all those kids out
and
there
all the little
who are
kids and
going through things that they don't need to be going through. Well, I'm going to do this.
Yes, sir.
If you'll allow me.
Okay.
Mr. Sandy Sansing, who most everybody in our community knows. If you don't know who Mr. Sandy Sansing is, you've been sleeping under a rock. But he stepped up to the plate last night and said that he was going to match every donation today.
Wow.
So every donation that comes into Rally Foundation today is going to get matched up to $25,000 by Sandy Sansing Dealerships.
Fantastic.
In partnership with Rally Foundation. So I have a website that I have set up for my team. So you can go QQUE4Acure.com. Any donations that you make are going to get matched by Sandy Sansing Dealerships today until 11:59 p.m.
All right, let me make sure I got this right. So QQUE4Acure, all one word, .com.
Yes, ma'am.
And they can go there and make a donation. And
that's Sandy Sansing is going to match. You'll see my big old smiling face.
Okay, and this is for the Rally Foundation.
That is direct, goes directly to the Rally Foundation. And again, any donation, doesn't matter if it's a dollar or $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Sansing said, somebody just wants to cut a $25,000 check. I'll go ahead and cut the $25,000 check right now and have this thing handled. So
I really want to win the lottery so I can do stuff like that. That's just so cool and so generous.
It's very generous. Mr. Sansing is very generous to the community. He supports a lot of organizations and has for so many years.
Oh,
so,
no doubt about it. No doubt about it.
It's a great thing. So it's a great opportunity to double up and do some good. And help support Rally Foundation and these kids and get them the research that they need to help help support the fight against childhood cancer.
That sounds fantastic. Okay, so we've got that, Q4Cure.com, so you can take care of that this morning. And then do we need reservations for Valentine's and that kind of thing?
No,
if you want to pre-order to pick up, you would need to do that,
you can,
right?
And that is available online also. So if you wanted to get that special, that Ribs for Two special to go, you can absolutely do that. Just go to sunnysbbq.com. And you can place that order and get it to go. So that deal is also available for to-go orders.
Excellent. So if you just joined us, this is Meg with Pep Talk on Friday with Eldon Scott, who is here with Sonny's Barbecue. And if you would like to call in or text, it's 850-437-1620. If you have a question about Rally Foundation, barbecue, the big game, this guy right here, he's got all the answers.
Yeah.
I just know it.
Well, a question I get asked all the time, how long do you smoke your meats? And so
talk about that. They're not,
meats
not are, frozen and then thrown on a grill or something.
All our meats are smoked from fresh every night or every morning. The pork and the briskets go on at night. They get seasoned and trimmed, and they smoke all night long at 210 degrees for roughly about 12 hours. You know, if it's a smaller pork butt or a bigger pork butt, maybe take a little bit longer, but, you know, roughly about 12 hours. And then our briskets are also, and here's something we don't talk about. I've done a poor job of talking about this, and I need to do a better job. We had quality product. Our briskets are actually an upper two-thirds choice certified Angus beef. So it's not like we're buying bottom of the barrel stuff. Like, it's a quality product, quality beef product by a very good producer, and it's certified Angus beef product. So it's very good, very consistent. And that's one of the great things about Sonny's. If I was just talking with one of the Rally families, Mr. Craig, his son was a Rally kid, and you know, he was actually in Tallahassee. And we were talking, he was like, we actually went and ate at Sonny's in Tallahassee.
Hey.
He said, man, it was good. It was like, it was just like we were in Pensacola.
Right.
And so that's one of the great things. You know, if you go to any Sonny's, they do a great job. It's what happens when you've been slow smoking barbecue since 1968.
Oh, for sure.
By local pitmasters, people who care about what they're doing. Mm-hmm. If you're in Pensacola, Tallahassee, Tampa, Kentucky, North Carolina.
What are your locations here in Pensacola, in case someone doesn't know?
Good intro into talking about our local locations. I like to say we have four locations that serve the news radio listenership. We have the one in Pace in front of the Lowe's Home Improvement Store. We have the one on 9th Avenue, which is close to our previous show, Miss Dr. Rebecca Gibbons. I heard that we had a shameless plug of using Sonny's as the location indicator.
Yes, but if you know
Miss Rebecca Gibbons, Sonny's Barbecue on 9th Avenue is right by her office. So.
Yeah, we were laughing about that. She says she comes out of work and she can smell the barbecue.
Yeah. And then our Pine Forest location, which the next show is Mr. Stefan.
Right.
He's over at
George Stone Technical College,
which is not too far from our Pine Forest location. Mm-hmm. It's a little jog over, but right, it's right next to Pine Forest High School. We have Boat Smart. So we have our Pine Forest location just south of I-10, technically on Shelley Road, that little side road there behind the Tom Thumb. And then we have our Navy Boulevard location that has that banquet room for up to 75 people right at the end of Highway 98, Navy Boulevard, just north of the Pensacola NAS main gate.
Okay, so I want to ask you, because this is my favorite thing, we still doing the prime rib special?
Prime rib special is going on.
And I love prime rib.
Prime rib is going on. Mr. Dave Merzen was actually in the restaurant. And his.
Oh, I know Dave.
Yeah, and they had some prime rib last night. And so got to saw them. Got to saw them. I didn't saw that.
Where are you from, boy? Where are you from?
Jeez, goodness.
What happened was...
The grammar's coming out. It's coming
out. It's okay.
It's Friday. I told you, we're Southern hospitality.
That's right. So you're still in character.
So I was able to see Dave, and they had some prime ribs. So we are offering that prime rib special Thursday through Sunday night from 4 to close. So
excellent. Okay.
Take advantage of that. And then that prime rib sandwich. We have the candied bacon mac and cheese, which is delicious. So
it is good.
All those winter seasonal items, and then we got that spring menu that's coming up here at the beginning of March, and so excited about that. Those peach cobbler egg rolls are coming back, and I'm probably most excited about that. Those are delicious.
Well, and I love the things that are going on all the time. So would they have I love the grandparents on Saturdays.
Yeah. Kids and grandkids eat free on Saturdays. So any kids that are 12 years and younger, for with any adult entree, you get a free kids meal. And they all love the mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. We have hot dogs. We have they have a ribs portion for them.
Y'all have great iced tea, by the way.
The best.
Oh, Dave Merson just texted in. The prime rib in big capital letters and exclamation points is awesome. Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate it, Dave.
We appreciate you. And then Mondays.
And
buy
Mondays,
one, get one.
Buy one, get one free pulled pork sandwiches through the drive-thru. So that's a great way to kick off your week on Mondays. And, hey, two pulled pork sandwiches are definitely better than one.
Absolutely. We've been talking this morning on Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, with Eldon Scott, with Sonny's Barbecue. And, you know, some days are definitely a little tougher than others.
Yeah,
but Eldon showed up, and he's here, and he's got a big heart. So we're going to send you off to enjoy the rest of your day. I had some friends say you can start your day over anytime.
Yeah, well,
and I love that expression.
I'm happy with the day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
but sad for your friend.
Sad for my friend. Gotcha. Concerned about helping these kids.
Yep. So you got the
wanting
cue.
Wanting to sell some barbecue so I can keep doing this radio show and spreading the kindness.
All right. And you are the best at it, Eldon. So thanks for being here this morning.